Hey, I'm Miss Jean. Did you go to camp this summer? I hope that it was a fun adventure if you did. Well, these next few weeks, we'll go back to summer camp for some mini adventures with Counselor Sarah, Riley, Julia, oh, and others, and we'll exercise our faith. Riley and Julia are helping at the Discovery Mountain Camp cafeteria, and one of the campers isn't treating Riley like he should be. Let's get in the cafeteria line and exercise our faith in today's mini adventure called Feed Your Enemy.
Thanks for filling up the mac and cheese, Cook.
Riley, it happened again,
didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. Julia, help me carry this tray of mac and cheese back to the service station.
Okay, got it. Ouch, this is hot. There it is. Serving tray refilled. Riley, you have to tell someone.
Not right now, Julia. We have to finish serving lunch.
Ah, so you aren't out of mac and cheese. One scoop, please.
Here you go, Counselor Sarah. Would you like broccoli or salad with that?
Can I have some of each?
Of course. There you go.
Counselor Sarah, it happened to Riley again.
Julia?
Is Jake's camper still being rude to you?
Yes.
What happened?
When I asked if we wanted one scoop or two of mac and cheese, he leaned in really close to my face.
And
he said, I don't know. Can you count to two?
I heard the whole thing. I was going to come over and wallop him.
Julia, you were not. You can't just wallop someone.
Well, he can't talk to my friend like that.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. Julia, you can't wallop him. There are other ways to handle this. Now, Riley, what would you like to do?
I don't know. I don't want him to bully me like that again.
I'll talk to Jake about his camper. Would you like to talk to Camp Director Reeder?
I don't know. Not yet. I'd like to try and work it out first.
Work it out? You can't just work things out with a bully.
Counselor Sarah, is there anything I can do?
Riley, there is one thing you can try before you talk to Reeder. It's God's way.
I'm listening.
There's a verse in Romans. It says this. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink.
Feed your enemy?
And give him a drink. I get it. Treat him with kindness.
He doesn't deserve your kindness.
Riley, what would you like to do?
Oh, Counselor Sarah, he's coming back up.
He probably wants seconds. Figures.
Julia, let's step back over here. Riley, you decide what to do.
Counselor Sarah, I don't think that this is a...
Julia, just watch. If he treats Riley badly, I'll step in. But she has to decide how to handle this situation.
Look, he's putting his hands in the fruit bowl, laughing. Ew. He can't do that. It's unsanitary.
Come on, Riley. What will you do?
She's reaching for his plate. She's scooping fruit onto it.
And smiling at him.
I wouldn't smile at him.
Look. Look, he almost smiled back.
Riley, you smiled at him?
I decided to try the kindness way.
Does he deserve it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go and eat my meal before my mac and cheese gets cold. Riley, let me know if you want to talk to Reeder, okay?
Okay, I will.
Oh, here come the last campers. Hi, would you like one scoop of mac and cheese or two? Riley, let me talk to him.
No, I got this.
He has a cup. Is he going to throw water at you?
Shh, I'll find out.
Careful, Riley. Oh, the cup is empty. And now she's filling it for him? Riley!
Julia, it's fine. He was thirsty. I gave him a drink of water.
Was he rude to you?
Not this time. He did kind of look at me funny, though. Like he expected me to be rude to him.
Oh, here he comes with his cup again.
He's looking right at me.
Now he's going to throw water at you. Careful.
Nope. He just set his cup down and walked away. See? Not so bad.
Riley, he put his cup right on top of the food warming lamp. Everyone knows that we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah. And he looked right at me while he did it. He was daring me to tell him not to, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Cook doesn't like it.
Well, Riley, your kindness didn't work. I'm sorry.
I'll talk to Reeder.
Riley, someone left a cup on top of the warming lamp. You'd better clean it up before Cook sees it.
It was the same boy. He looked right at Riley when he put it there, daring her.
Oh? Riley, there's something underneath the cup.
There is? Let me see. Oh, it's a note.
What does it say?
You did two nice things for me. Sorry I said you couldn't count to two. I won't be mean again. Your friend, Aaron.
Oh, so rude boy has a name.
I don't don't think that you can call him rude boy anymore. That was a very nice note. Right, Riley? Riley?
Oh, sorry. I heard you. I'm just so shocked. I don't know what to say.
I think you should take the cup back to the dishwashing station before Cook sees it.
Yes, right away.
Counselor Sarah, I'm not sure that I trust Aaron.
Well, it's up to Riley now. She was kind, and he apologized. I think that everything worked out well, without any walloping.
Yeah, you were right.
I guess I earned my camp counselor stripes.
Yes, you have.
Well, everything worked out. Riley got an apology from the boy who was rude to her. The verse that Counselor Sarah quoted is a wonderful way for all of us to exercise our faith. It's Romans chapter 12 and verse 20, and it says this, "Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink." You know, kindness is always the right way to treat others, including our enemies. Now, for Riley, her kindness caused the boy to see what he'd done wrong and to apologize. But things don't always turn out this well for us, do they? If you're in a situation at school, at camp, or even at church where someone is bullying you, speak up. It's okay to talk to your parents, a teacher, or a camp counselor about what's going on and to get help. Remember, just as you should treat others with kindness, you also deserve to be treated with kindness, too. Life isn't always easy, but keep exercising your faith, and God will help you every step of the way. I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to a mini adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.